Hello, my name is Gabriela Gogora. I am 17 years old. Today is October 11th, 2018. I am speaking with Ana Gogora, who is my mom. We are recording this interview in Miami, Florida. Ana, do I have your permission to conduct and record this interview?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. So, my first question today is, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself? Like, how are you doing right now?
Oh, you want me to tell you about myself or how I'm doing right now?
Just how are you doing today?
Oh, today was beautiful day. I'm doing great.
That's awesome. Okay, so I'm going to ask you some questions about your life. So feel free to answer any way you would like. First question. When were you born and where were you born?
Okay, I was born on July 26, 1975, and I was born in Poland, a city called Gdynia.
Did you enjoy your life growing up?
Oh, whatever I remember was very enjoyable, yes.
Did you enjoy living in Poland, or do you enjoy living in Miami more?
Well, I guess I enjoyed both, because I was growing up in Poland when I was young and beautiful, and so I enjoyed that time of the year, of my life. And now since I'm, older, I have my family here, I'm enjoying very much my life here.
That's awesome. What did you enjoy doing as a child?
As a child, what I loved doing was, number one, playing basketball. And number two, participating in the choir in the church.
At what age did you start participating in the choir?
I was 9 years old when I started.
And did you do it like all throughout your life growing up, or did you stop at some point?
I did it throughout my teenage years, and yes, I did it frequently, and usually was every Sunday Mass.
What was your happiest moment growing up?
The happiest moment growing up was when I went on vacation with my mom and dad to Mexico.
And how old were you when you did that?
13 years old.
Okay, thank you for answering that. Why would you say that was a very happy moment for you?
Because I think it was the only vacation that I remember spending with both my parents together.
Oh, were your parents divorced growing up?
Well, at that time, they were together. This is why we spent vacation together, and then they separated after.
Okay, I'm very sorry to hear that. What was the most difficult thing you had to overcome while growing up?
The most difficult thing that I had to overcome when I was growing up was my parents' divorce.
How old were you when your parents got divorced?
I was going on at 15.
Once again, I'm very sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
If you could give yourself any advice to your past self, what would it be?
Well, quite frankly, I'm very satisfied with everything I've done.
Really?
Yeah, I am.
That's awesome. Is there anything you regret?
Anything that I regret? I probably regret that I didn't spend enough time with my mom.
You mean growing up?
Yeah, growing up for me, always friends were more important than spending time with family.
So, I understand.
Yeah, I regret not enjoying more family dinners and reunions, and I really do.
Thank you for sharing that. Growing up, what were your dreams and goals?
Well, depending what stage of my growing up.
Well, what would you say?
When I was in elementary school, I wanted to be a teacher. When I was a teenage, I wanted to travel. So my goals were to be successful, traveler, I guess, at that time.
And would you say you achieved this goal?
Well, I haven't became, a traveler per se, but I did some traveling when I was teenage.
What was your favorite place you traveled?
The favorite place that I traveled was, back then, I traveled to Alaska.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Tell me about that. What made you decide to travel to Alaska?
Oh, I wanted to spend some time away from home, and I wanted to get to know a different part of the world, and I decided to go to Alaska. So I went to Alaska, and I spent there 2.5 months.
And where did you go after Alaska?
After Alaska, I came to Miami.
And what made you come to Miami?
Oh, my father used to live here. And so I came to visit him.
So tell me about how you met your current husband.
My the only first, current, and last husband. I met here in Miami. As a matter of fact, right after I came from Alaska and I moved to Miami. This is how I met my husband.
So tell me a little bit about the story about how you met him. Like,
oh, how I met my husband? Oh, it was a very funny story. When I came to Miami, I needed a job. So I decided to get something, whatever, so I could survive, because I wasn't sure if I would stay, if I would move or whatever. So, and I started working in as a babysitter. I babysat in a family, in a house of the very prominent family here in Miami. And I applied for this job, and I was replacing another babysitter. So the other babysitter, we initiated a friendship, and she introduced me to her boyfriend at that time, and my husband was a cousin of a boyfriend. So this is how we met. One day we were passing by, we were actually going somewhere, I don't remember where, and we passed by a place where he was, both of them were there, and we met, and this is how pretty much our friendship started.
What a lovely story. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, well, it was very lovely.
Who would you say is your biggest inspiration in life?
It's a combination of my grandfather on my mom's side, and probably a little bit of my father, not a lot, and my mom. That's as far as the family circle.
And could you elaborate a little bit on why these three people have made such a big impact on your life?
My grandfather, rest in peace, he was a Second World War survivor. He was a father of 6 children, and he was the only provider. And after the Second World War, when he came from the war, he had to start from the scratch. And between him and my grandma, they raised, you know, their 6 children. It was very, very, very tough post-war, but they survived. They created a beautiful house, and they brought up their children and then the grandchildren, and they've been always happy, and they were very energetic, and they always took care of their family, and I was one of them. So my grandma was never tired. She was always in the kitchen cooking, always waiting for whoever would pass by to have a dinner or lunch with her. And my grandfather was very hardworking, and he'd been always looking after me and my brother. So right there, I can tell you that considering what they went through in their lives, you know, the time of the war and everything, I want to tell you that they are really, really perfect couple to inspirational point, and also to admire them.
Thank you so much for sharing. That's really nice. Who would you say has helped you most throughout your life, especially like growing up and shaping you into the person you are today?
My grandfather on my mom's side and my mom.
Okay. What do you miss most about your childhood?
Oh, I missed walking to the forest. My family house was right in front of the forest. And I remember we used to go for beautiful, beautiful walks through the forest. And I miss Four Seasons, you know, back in Poland, you know, Four Seasons. I miss holidays in my family house. There's a lot of things that I miss.
What was your favorite holiday growing up, spending it in Poland? What was your favorite holiday?
Christmas.
Christmas?
Always.
It must be nice. The weather changing over there must be nice.
Super.
Would you ever consider living in Poland?
Well, at this stage of my life, I wouldn't be able to tell you because I have two growing up children, and my place is here to help them and make sure they make the right decision and they study, graduate, and maybe eventually, when I'm almost reaching the retirement age, I might consider going back, maybe 6 months out of the year spent in Poland, 6 months here. I don't know yet, but it's not out of possible.
Of course. Mm-hmm. And the very last question, what would you say is a quality that makes you you?
Me?
Yes.
Oh, if I would have to describe myself and the qualities in me, I want to say that I'm very polite, but very persuasive.
Awesome. Yeah, you are. Thank you so much for sharing, Anna. I hope you enjoyed this interview, and I hope to interview you again someday.
Anytime.